Partly cloudy skies, 24 degrees in Atlantic at 7:05. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 45. Winds out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And our news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn, C. Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. The CAM School Board held a public hearing Monday evening on the school calendar, but tabled until April 27th. Hearings on the certified budget and two resolutions due to a publishing issue. Following the hearing on the calendar, the board later moved to approve the schedule as presented and previously mentioned here on KJAN. In short, the proposed 2020-21 school calendar calls for school to begin August 24th, 2020, and end May 26th, 2021. The board tabled votes on the certified budget and flex resolution until their April 27th meeting. They approved, however, a resolution to transfer funds from the CAM Community School District General Fund to the Activity Fund to pay for the reconditioning of football helmets. The process will cost $3,466. The CAM School Board also approved an operational sharing agreement with Nottoway Valley School District. Shared Superintendent Paul Cron explained one of the agreements was for a human resources position, one for maintenance, and the other for superintendent.
They're very similar to last year other than changing dates, adjust salaries and insurance. With that information, both Nottoway Valley and CAM saw 11.25% increase in insurance. So that'll be passed on in that contract as well. And then I did state earlier that the transportation was paid for CAM this year, and I believe it's fair, since you're providing the car, that they split the fuel between the two districts, and oil changes 50-50.
The CAM School Board also approved an AEA purchasing agreement for 2020-21.
This is a agreement similar to last year too. It's mostly for your nutrition program, purchasing food, wear, wash, and small wares for the school food service.
And the board approved a list of graduates from the CAM High School and Connections Academy. They also discussed facility updates.
Pretty obvious that we're going to suspend our community meetings at this time until social distancing will allow. The board could think about some virtual meetings if you think that's feasible with community members. But my thoughts are to wait until we have face-to-face meetings, because you'll not get as many people involved as probably you need.
Meanwhile, the district will continue to work on the revenue purpose statement in preparation for a vote soon, and they'll work with PPM financial advisors to get them financial information so their reports are ready to go as well. One of the board members mentioned that one of the things that came out of a previous community meeting was a call he took from the owners of the CarQuest building in Messina, who said they are willing to discuss using part of that facility as a bus barn for the district. That's one option that could be further discussed when the community meetings resume following the COVID-19 crisis. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest Monday afternoon of a woman from Red Oak. At around 2:15 p.m., officers took into custody 67-year-old Nancy Lee Hoffman of Red Oak for violation of a no-contact order, which is a simple misdemeanor. Hoffman was cited and released with a June court date given. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports a man was arrested on assault charges last week. 21-year-old Billy Ray Herbert of Mexico, Missouri, faces charges that include domestic abuse assault with bodily injury, first offense, and assault causing bodily injury. Herbert was taken into custody at the Greenfield Casey store on April 8th at around 7:30 p.m. after he fled the scene of an incident at the Nottoway Lake campground near Greenfield. Authorities say at around 7 p.m. on that date, Greenfield police responded to the scene for a report of subjects fighting near a car. Information passed along indicated Herbert allegedly assaulted his pregnant ex-girlfriend, and witnesses say the woman was punched in her chest and stomach, causing her to fall to her knees and almost pass out. When an adult male stepped in to protect the woman, Herbert allegedly grabbed the man by his neck and pushed him to the ground, causing injuries to the man's forearm. When an adult female stepped in and tried to push Herbert off the male, she was also pushed to the ground and suffered cuts to her fingers. Herbert then ran off and flagged down a motorist who transported him to the Greenfield Casey store. Herbert was taken into custody and transported to the Adair County Jail. He was cited and released the next day on his own recognizance or signature bond. And police in Adair arrested 51-year-old Christina Lois Sherman of Adair last Thursday afternoon for OWI first offense. Due to the COVID-19 jail policy, Sherman was transported to her residence, cited, and then released. Officials of the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, in Atlantic said as of Monday, April 13th, there was one case of COVID-19 in the county. Cass County Public Health, they said, continues to work closely with the Iowa Department of Public Health and other state and local partners to respond to this ongoing pandemic. Cass County Public Health Director Beth Olson said when cases of COVID-19 first began being reported in Iowa, they were related to travel outside of the state. Now, however, there is a widespread community transmission across the state. This means the virus is spreading from person to person and often without known contact with a positive case. Olson says Iowa Code Chapter 22 prohibits the release of information that could lead to the identification of an individual or facility. Cass County Public Health is following Iowa law, she said, by not releasing information such as the town where an individual lives. Some states have different confidentiality laws. Regardless, Olson said information related to where an individual lives or has visited is not essential in protecting the public's health during the COVID-19 outbreak. And a healthy Cass County, Cass County ISU Extension, and Cass County Local Food Policy Council have created a COVID-19 urgent need resource guide for Cass County, the link to which is in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Cass County Public Health Director Beth Olson said, "We want everyone to know there is help available during this time. We have excellent resources and support available throughout Cass County, and we want everyone to know about the resources." For more information on local health and wellness events or resources, you can follow Healthy Cass County on Facebook and Cass County, Iowa Local Food, Farmers Markets, and Food Access on Facebook. In our funeral announcements this morning, Deborah Ann Draymond Robinson, age 64, of rural Winterset, died March 29th. An open visitation for Deborah Robinson will be held tomorrow from noon until 7 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. CDC guidelines of no more than 10 people at the funeral home at any given time apply. Dwayne L. Knopp, age 98, of Atlantic and formerly of Omaha, died Thursday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Graveside services for Dwayne Knopp will be Friday at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. A recording of the service will be posted to his obituary on the Roland website following that service. Wanda Marie Osborne, age 99, a lifelong resident of Dexter, died Sunday. Private graveside services for Wanda Osborne will be in the Dexter Cemetery with a celebration of life at a later date. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Larry Leon Olson, age 79, of Oakland, a native of Hancock, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. A memorial service for Larry Olson will be held at a later date with the reconvened funeral home assisting the family. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.